And scientists have been working to pinpoint where the current Ebola outbreak began. One theory was that people were eating contaminated bats across a wide swath of West Africa, but that is not holding up. NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports on the difficulty of finding patient zero.
Back in December, a little boy in southern Guinea caught a mysterious disease. He had a fever, was vomiting, and had blood in his stool. The boy died a few days later, but before he did, he passed the disease to his three-year-old sister, his mother, and a midwife. A team working with Doctors Without Borders reported that this little boy, just 2 years old, likely triggered the entire Ebola outbreak in Guinea, which spread to Liberia and Sierra Leone. He was called Patient Zero.
There is a physician that started to draw that chain of transmission that went all the way to two kids, 2 years old, 3 years old.
That's Pierre Rollin at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He just got back from Guinea. He says these kids are likely early cases of the outbreak, but he says it's not correct to call the boy patient zero.
It's not patient zero. It's the chain stopped there because we cannot find anybody else or nobody can remember anything.
So just because all their leads stopped at the boy doesn't mean he was the source of the outbreak. In fact, the outbreak likely started before him. But Rollin says one thing is now clear. Ebola didn't spread across the region because multiple bats were infecting multiple people, but rather there was just one person who got the virus, and then it took off from there.
So we think there was only one introduction, and then from that it went from human to human to human to human.
Scientists figured this out in two ways. First, every person they know who's gotten Ebola has had contact with somebody else with the disease.
The story that we got so far is we always find a link with someone else that's been sick and someone else that's been sick. You always find this chain.
So the virus just isn't popping up without explanation. And then there's DNA evidence. Scientists have analyzed the genetic fingerprint of the virus in Sierra Leone and the one in Guinea.
It looks like they all either the same or very related.
Which also suggests there aren't hundreds of bats or bat colonies swarming around West Africa infecting people, but instead there is just one source of the virus that cropped up way back in December. If that's the case, it means people in Guinea were getting Ebola and didn't realize it, which is a bit surprising. How can you have Ebola and not realize it? Well, there's actually a good reason. There's another disease in West Africa that acts very similar to Ebola. It's called Lassa fever, and it can even cause bleeding like Ebola. John Fair is an infectious disease doctor working on Lassa fever in Sierra Leone. He thinks people may have been catching Ebola in the country for years without knowing it.
Actually, around 5 years ago, I was doing a study with a colleague from the U.S. Army where we were looking at patients that were admitted for suspected Lassa fever, tested negative for Lassa fever, and looking at all the other pathogens that might be present.
Fair says many of the people had common viruses, like West Nile and yellow fever.
But what was interesting is we did find two individuals, and that was up to 5 years ago, with recent exposure to Ebola Zaire.
That's the type of Ebola causing the outbreak right now. The team found just two patients back then with Ebola Zaire, but
that finding is obviously a lot more important now that we're having a major Ebola outbreak in the same area.
And it likely means that Ebola has been simmering in West Africa for years now, waiting for just the right moment and the right person to launch an outbreak. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.